This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, it's a new full-size electric automated bus. It's driving around the Michigan State University campus. The company involved is Adastec. We're joined live by CEO Dr. Ali. Dr. Ali, thanks so much for being with us today. Can you explain what this bus is? Is it like a regular bus and automated? Does that mean there's no driver at all?
Good morning. Yes, it's like a regular bus. That's the basically the target. So instead of trying to change everything, we just integrate this technology during the production of the bus throughout US and EU. So we work with different manufacturers. And it's a fully automated bus, means level 4, means that conditional automation. Currently, there's a safety driver to be able to continue the tests and understand the safety features of the bus. But of course, the target is to make it fully driverless.
Do you think there's going to be any reluctance for people to get? I must admit that I'm a little nervous about the idea of getting on a bus with no driver.
Yeah, of course, at the beginning it's like that, but this type of technology that we built just in East Lansing is operational in Europe for up to 4 years, for example, in Norway. At the beginning, it's like that. But after a while, people doesn't even understand if it's autonomous or manual-driven vehicle. So that's the reason, one of the reasons we have a safety driver. So it is like a passing phase. People built trust a little bit easier when there is a safety driver.
So there is somebody there can take over in case, you know, they have to put on the brake or something, right?
Yes. Also, this kind of, at the end of the day, we are inside the Michigan State University. We are trying new things. So those things require some testing. So maybe sometimes there's something the bus doesn't behave like what we want, or also safety driver is sort of a teacher, tells that it should drive like this, it will be better if you do this. So even if it's not a safety problem, sometimes there are optimizations that you can do to make it more closer to a human-driven vehicle.
It's on the Michigan State campus. So who's the bus for? Is it for students or faculty or anybody on campus?
It's for anybody on campus. It's sort of a extra service. It passes through a little bit more crowded areas to generally carry students when they have less time. Also promotes parking your vehicle outside of the campus, so you still can use this bus to go different places inside the campus.
So is it free? Do I have to pay when I get on the bus, like when I'm getting on the smart bus?
It's free. As far as I know, all the transportation is free inside the campus, so this is also free.
All right. Do you expect more of these buses are going to be coming, or is just one so far in the fleet?
In Michigan State University, we are expecting more, since when we build a new model, maybe from a different manufacturer, we always bring it here to use as a living lab, and then we work with together with the university to add new features, so there will be more. But also there are some projects throughout the U.S., like in one route there are like 4 vehicles, 6 vehicles type of deployments. So there are new deployments coming in the future.
All right, how would I recognize it? Does it look just like any other bus?
It's slightly different. There is like a small tower in the front, and there are LiDARs and some sensors there around. They're not too big. You know, it's not like the car. When you add these sensors, there's a huge difference. But since it's a big bus, sometimes it's not easy to understand. But the basic thing is the tower on the front, LiDARs and cameras. Also, it has a very nice green color. It writes, it says Spartan Express. The name is found by one of the students in the campus.
All right. So what are going to be the hours and days? Can I take this bus over to Spartan Stadium on football Saturday?
It's generally daytimes. So it has a fixed route. So it is normally operational during the daytime in weekdays.
All right, and it is already in operation, correct?
Yes, we started.
I'm sorry, when did you start?
We make the opening last Friday, and then the full operational will be on Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,